Mutter der Hasche Lied lo ich peire et vassor und mich in Oster und die Worte ich mich in der Teufel hat rum und nachher schon das Zeit hat von mir schon in die Milze wie so wie vor den Machschove of doing Melochus is not also on Shabbos Prefel not to be involved in it but it's not also so just like that a Machschove is permitted also if you walk to be closer to a place to do a Melocha after Shabbos but it's not recognizable that you're doing it for that purpose because you're just walking around in the city, but you're going to end up being closer to your destination as permitted. That's not considered a maisa, considered a show. See if you're mutter lemachaveiru shmoli peiru shibitchumcha, sani eishme peiru secha shibitchumi. That's how you defend your watch my peiris in your tchum, and I'll watch your peiris in my tchum. Even if he says do it on Shabbat itself, it's not considered like hiring him, because you have there's no transaction, just make up between the two, that each one watches the other person's thing, and each one's doing something that's mutter for him. Sifina, if I show you, don't make a veil, or you may learn halveini. When you borrow something, don't say halveini. In Hebrew, show you is to borrow the item and give back the item. Halveini is to borrow the item and give you back a different one of the same kind. Like money for money, you don't give back the same coins, or apple for an apple, you don't give back the same apple. And the difference between the two is that halveini, the loan, is generally used for long term, and therefore the chash of writing things down. The Shulchan Aruch says the mashma is mamiruva v'kamechus sheni yichtoch. And the yoyga lo yashileini should tell him loshen of hashileini, which implies not for a short, long period of time, for a short period of time. And then Shabur brings from the Gozim Hashem the Rashba. If you use the lesson of halveini, even if you say, I want just to have it for a few days, it doesn't help. Loi plug rabbanon. Even if it's foreign, it's a dvar mitzvah, also awesome. Do not use the lesson of halva. Today, people that speak English, term lend doesn't really have a connotation one way or the other. So that the Shulchan Aruch says, the lesson laz, and chilv ben halveini lashilein, and so should you have a teili, since lend me could mean a loan, therefore, so we don't just say both a mutter. We say no. Since it can mean loan, it is also used that term on Shabbos, you should say give me. That definitely does not mashma, that is some long term loan. Even if he says afterwards, I'll give you back. Says the Ramok, Shalom of the Shabbos, when you're ready to Lamino, Yanech Mashkinetzel. If you lend something, he doesn't trust the other guy to pay it back, so rather ask for the person to leave some security by him. It has to be though something that he can use on Shabbos. So once again, it doesn't look like he's doing any transaction. If you give me a bottle of wine, if you give me something which I cannot use on Shabbos, that cannot be used as a masculine on Shabbos. Over the Tzoch Mitzvah, it's permitted. Sif Yud Beis. Zeman Ochim Vehechel Aminim Egodim. Person has guests and made all kind of good food for them. Kosev, Yifzav, Kama Zeman, the Kama Egodim Vehechel Aminim. But he brought a piece of paper, all the guests, and what specific dishes for every part of the meal he prepared. That list cannot be read on Shabbat. Why? Because of Shash. Oh, you may come to erase something from it. If you may decide to change the order or the guest or whatever. And another time is also you may come to read business documents, which is also, as we will see soon. Even if it's written high up that you can't come to erase it because it's out of your reach, even so, any type of list prohibited to read are Shabbos because similar to Shtari Hedyotis, so this is documents. Shavu brings that there was a minig where the Shamish would have some list of guests and read them by the Susan. So, there's a discussion about this. Over here, there's no shash that he's going to be moitek because it's just a shamish. The one who is a balabayas, the one who's inviting and making the food, he's the one in the shash who'll change the guests or the food here. This is just a worker over there. There's no shash that he's going to come to raise something. But even so, with any type of list we say, it's Xavier may come to read business documents. So, based on that, someone makes them, someone machmi. If it's in the Suda's mitzvah, then the Mishnah Baruch says one can rely on the Nekilim, that the Shamish should could read it because it's not going to come to me. But it's like kind of as for a mitzvah, it's less similar to business. If somebody has to announce things in the shul, he's allowed to read it out from a staff also, that's also considered a mitzvah. Yeah. So the shul brings the meaning, an explanation of the meaning of the Shabbos to read, and maybe they never made the gzeirah on the Shabbos in the first place. Because of Hakikah Shul Kas Mutzah, if this list is etched into the wall, it is permitted because you're not going to come to erase it, and it's also very different than a regular business topic of tablet and figures. If you will focus also, of course, if you just have a board that has wax in it and you etch into the wax, and also that's already too close to a shtar. So if your wife wants to make a list of a guest, a special wall, just scratch into the wall, exactly what she wants to invite.